This is the Marketplace Morning Report. I'm David Brancaccio. We sometimes ask musicians about the instruments they choose, but what about everyone else? As part of our series called Pro Tool, we're featuring people with strong opinions about the devices they use on the job. Lucas Argrew joins us now. He's a cobbler from Auburn, Maine, once one of America's shoe capitals. Mr. Argrew, good morning to you.
Good morning, David.
What is your Pro Tool?
It is a Landis outsole stitcher.
A Landis outsole stitcher. Is this something that's sharp and you might hold in your hand?
No, it's actually a very, very large machine. It weighs about 500 pounds. It's powered and has foot pedals, and it's used to stitch soles on.
Now, how do you actually use one of these things, and what makes this particular one special?
Sure. So this is a type of machine that is used and has been used since they've been introduced for manufacturing and shoe repair. These specific Landis machines are kind of the backbone of the shoe repair industry, and they can be found sort of all over the country now since shoe repair industry has dropped off so much. There's machinery laying all over the country to be able to pick up, and they need a little bit of repair, but they still work just as good as they used to. So
you wouldn't mind hitting the on button for a second?
Yeah, sure. That's no problem.
I'd love to hear that.
Yeah, absolutely. All right, so we're turning on the motor, lifting up the foot. Here we go.
What do they bring to you there? What kind of footwear?
Around here, we do get a lot of work boots, a lot of guys that maintain trails and do forestry, the guys that lay concrete, and they spend $200 to $300 on a pair of boots, so they would much rather get a nice, comfortable pair of boots resold than dropping another $300.
The land of Yankee thrift there, right? Why throw out something that has some life in it still?
Absolutely.
So, Lucas, how'd you get into this line of work? I don't think you go to school to study cobbling.
I studied chemistry and painting. I was intending to go into art restoration, but then obviously when the recession hit, my first thought was the money comes out of arts first. So it definitely has an aspect of hands-on and creative ability, and it has sort of a bit more of a instant gratification more so than taking 4 years on one art restoration project.
Lucas Argrew of Beyond Shoe Repair in Auburn, Maine. You can see his stitcher, plus what others regard as the best tools for their job, at marketplace.org.